Welcome to Shomar Show on the Dash, your sponsor, Lui Nishma Asar B'Yakar Sholem, Yileh Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Lamin Hei. The Gemara in Amud Aleph tells us, in the top of the page, that how do we know that an estroik is the fruit that we know, which is called an estroik? Is because pre-Eitz Hadar, Eitz Shetam Eitzoy Upir Yoy Shove. The taste of the fruit and the taste of the tree have to be the same. That the tree itself will have the taste like similar to the fruit. And that is the estroik, because the estroik is the only fruit that has the taste of the fruit itself in the tree. And a few of the Sifrei Chassidus, the Sifrei Tzaddik, and a few others, point out to the following. Rashi in Chumash, in the beginning, in Maase Bereishis, it says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Adama, the land, to bring out a fruit tree, the Torah says, "Etz pri oise pri," create a tree which is a fruit, which makes a fruit. But then, when the Adama put out the fruit, it says, "Etz oise pri." And Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the Adama to bring out a fruit that grows in a tree that tam etzoy upir yoshave. That the taste of the tree will be the taste of the fruit, will be the same thing. Vehi lo yostakin. The Adama did not do that. The Adama did not put out trees that have the same taste as the fruit. The Adama put out trees that only the fruit has a taste, but not the tree itself. What is the beer in this? So the Maharal explains over there something which is not so clear. But my Rebbe Ramoy Shapir Zetzal explained the Divrei Maharal as follows. The peiros, the fruits, that is the maisim toivim, the mitzvahs that a person does. Toldusen shel tzadik yemaisi toivim, what grows from a tzadik is his maisim, his deeds. And a adam eitz asad, the adam is like a tree. So what he creates, his fruits that come out of him, are his mitzvahs. The branches that bring to the fruits, that's the pe'ula that brings to the mitzvahs. That's the ma'isa mitzvahs, the hechsher of the mitzvah, the brit. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Adama, so to speak, to do, is that when you're doing mitzvahs, you should already have the taste of the schar of the mitzvah. The deliciousness of the mitzvah should be already in the doing. Meaning when a person is oisik in a mitzvah, he's going to already have a touch of the schar mitzvah that comes afterwards. The loyostakin, the Adama didn't do that. Obviously, as many of the Mefoshe point out, it's not that Adama has free will, but it's really to represent the level of the world, that the world wasn't ready for this. And this world, the eights, doesn't have the time of the pre. When you do a mitzvah, you don't feel the mitzvah. You just are doing a mitzvah, but there's no taste of the schar of the mitzvah. Schar mitzvah, b'hai al moleko. The schar is not here at all. You can't taste it at all. That's why, that's the disconnect between the eights of the pre and the pre itself. What brings to the pre and the pre itself. My Rebbe added that part of what chassid has brought to the world is to give us a little bit of the taste of the mitzvahs even today. Some taste, some connection to that. Lo'asid lovoi, that's when you're going to feel the schar of the mitzvah everywhere. That's where everything will be revealed. We'll be able to connect it wherever we are. Very similar is brought down the Ohev Yisrael, that Adam in this world has a disconnect between his body and his neshama. But lo'asid lovoi, it's all going to be one. And with this, we have a new tam, a new taste, a new understanding in our Gemara. Because Esroig that comes in Sukkis, it's the only one which Tam Eitzoy Upir Yoshave. Here we don't have that disconnect between the world and the mitzvah. Because the mitzvahs that come in Sukkis, Sukkis is the time which connected Lo Asid Lavoi. So we're living in a higher world. We're living in the world where you can have a little bit of a taste of a mitzvah. It's a matter of Simcha, Simcha of mitzvah. You do have some joy of the mitzvah. Even in this world, this is what the Esroig of Tam Etzer period Shavu represents. Anyone who wants to join the Shemach Shavu email list, what's the group? Please email shemachshavu@gmail.com.